Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You have a problem. I want you to think about that. He says in 28, but let a man examine himself. You know, why is that important? Because God put something in you called a conscience. You know where you are. If you're in sin or if you're in the will of God. He says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So he is saying, get it right. Come. He wants you to come. All right, you know you have some problems. You know you are doing some things you shouldn't do. But examine yourself because you want to come to the table. Wow. Because the table represents him. His body, his blood, and praise be to God, his return. But he wants you to examine yourself. I just see so many Christians don't come to the table because they think something is wrong. Well, I'm telling you, don't think something wrong. Know something's wrong. And if you know something wrong, get it right. It simply takes a prayer and say, Lord, I come to you and forgive me of my sins. I come right now to your table. And I'm thankful for the invitation. And I'm thankful for the remembrance that you have given us. And I pray for your soon return. I'm telling you, friends, he wants you to come to the table. Don't use your sins as an excuse. He simply wants you to tackle your sins. This is why he tells you to examine yourself. Now, the sad part, if many don't examine themselves, they still come to the table dirty. And this is what verse 30 tells us. For this cause many are weak. I'm telling you, just living a defeated life. Not any power of God in them. They're just still going with the world. You don't even know that they're Christians. And then some are sick, just always sick, feel sick in the body all over. And then many have died because they have came to the table dirty. Now, I'm not saying they lost their salvation. We know that's not true. But what God lets us know that is once we don't obey him, he will turn us over to the world for the destroyment of the flesh. And this is what I believe this is talking about here. But God wants us to come clean. Examine yourself. That last verse 31 hits it. If we would judge ourselves. So people say stop judging other people. That may be a good point there. But if you judge yourselves there, we should not be judged, because you'll be lining up and doing what God told you to do. So as we close, communion, or the Last Supper, is a great thing that Jesus has told us to do. He says, this do in remembrance of me. And he said, do it often. Like I say, the early apostles and disciples did it every time they gathered. Some churches did it every week. Then they switched to every month. Then every 3 months. Then twice a year. And then once a year. I'm asking and pleading with all those who are children of God is that you do this in remembrance of Jesus. And as often as you do it, remember that the bread represents the body of Christ that was broken for us on the cross. And his blood that he shed on the cross for us for the remission of our sins. And then it reminds us of the promise of the return. He says, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So the question today is simple. Is have you received Jesus Christ into your heart? You can't partake of the communion if you haven't done that. The first step is receiving Christ as your personal Savior. Recognizing that you are a sinner and you can't save yourself. The Bible tells us all your righteousness are as filthy rags. You must see yourself as God sees yourself.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.